Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Now let's get to something you just said. You used the phrase lengthening the lineup. Well, Carlos Mendoza did something that was supposed to happen on Wednesday, but the game got rained out. Then we have the afternoon game on Thursday, and he did exactly what he was set up to do Wednesday, which was inserting Starling Marte into the second spot in the batting order, which is not something we're unfamiliar with. Certainly 2 years ago in Starling's first year with the Mets, Buck Showalter had him batting second quite a bit. Last year, until he started struggling, he was batting second quite a bit. So he makes this move, and to me, I thought that move was a lot based on Lindor and Alonso's struggles more than even Starling Marte, though Starling Marte gets on base and has been getting on base, and Starling Marte can steal a base. And right now, he's the only threat to steal a base because Francisco Lindor can't steal a base when he's not on base. So Starling Marte provides that threat, which I know you and other Met fans have made a bigger deal about, that Brandon Nimmo doesn't kind of have. He's just not an aggressive base stealer. My reaction to seeing that move, I liked, and I liked it a lot because I think with Lindor struggling and even Alonso beginning to struggle at that point, I don't mind kind of shaking things up. And, you know, look, it's not like you're dropping Lindor and Alonso to some embarrassing spot in the lineup. You're simply putting another bat ahead of them. And Starling Marte's played well. Honestly, I know his numbers may not jump off the page, but we've watched him. He's had quality at-bats. He's gotten on base. So I thought that was a really interesting change that Carlos Mendoza made because, you know, you mentioned lengthening the lineup when J.D. Martinez is back. That lengthens the lineup right now by putting Nimmo, Marte 1-2, and then having Lindor 3 and Pete 4. I was even thinking, and I know this is something I think you talked about before the season doing with Lindor, the idea of leading him off. Now, I love Nimmo in the leadoff spot. We've obviously had that disagreement, but I also think that sometimes you try things to get guys out of batting slumps, and it's not necessarily batting them eighth, Joe Torre, with A-Rod. You know, Lindor leading off in a weird way can almost take the pressure off and almost kind of say, all right, Francisco, just get on base. You know what? Don't overthink this. Just get on base. And we know when you get on base, you can steal bases. So I thought that would be an intriguing idea. The only problem I have is, what do you do with Brandon Nimmo? Do you bat him second? Maybe. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world. So it's something to keep in mind if this slump continues with Francisco Lindor. I am not worried in general when guys are slumping early in a season. My rule of thumb is give it a month. Like, I can't get nuts 2 weeks into the season, but he's struggling. I'm not going to sit here and deny that. The lefty-righty split issue, I don't know what to make of it because it was really only a thing last year. It's not like Lindor's had these issues throughout his career. But especially in this game on Thursday, when the Mets could score 16 runs, really 12 runs because the runs at the end, they're fugazi. I love the fact that they did that. Lindor did nothing. Because I have faith that Lindor is what he is, back of the baseball card stuff. He's going to hit. And the beautiful part, and this may sound so irrational, but just hear me out on this. The reason why I love winning and scoring runs when my best players aren't performing is because if Francisco Lindor is going to get to the numbers most rational people think he's going to get to, despite this awful start, that means he's got a lot of hits left in him. And that means he's going to tear it up. And that's going to be needed at some point. You know, they may need Francisco Lindor to carry the offense. So I almost got off on the fact that the Mets had this offensive explosion in Atlanta, specifically this final game, and they got nothing out of Lindor. I don't look at that as a negative. I look at that as great. We scored runs because I'm still confident, especially on April 12th. I mean, what are we talking about here? That this is just a really, really bad slump to start a season.
Well, let me ask you a question. And we brought this up when Aaron Judge was signing his major contract. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't play every game. He doesn't play 160 games. He plays maybe 130 games, maybe 120. If I told you Francisco Lindor is going to play 160 games, but 40 or 50 of those, he's going to bat 80. And he's gonna do 80. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But the other games, he's going to be his normal self and bat 270, 275, and hit 30 home runs and be productive in those other 120 games. Isn't that the same thing?
Is that the same thing as what? Missing 40 games, but just being great in the 120 that you play?
Yeah.
I don't know. You confused me with the question.
Because it's a great question. It's very confusing, though. No, because Lindor plays every day, and he sometimes just gets in these bad slumps. Well, but look, he's there.
I obviously, you want guys, if you're giving me the choice between really, really streaky and consistent play, I think we'd all love the consistent play. But Lindor, in the time that he's been here, and this is not just exclusive for him. I've seen this with a lot of guys over the years. They're really streaky. And I can live with it when you're overcoming it anyway. And look, are the Mets overcoming it? Certainly over the last week, they are. I mean, certainly with what they did on this road trip, they did. Francisco Lindor did nothing outside of really one brief moment and one brief game. And the Mets won 4 out of 6 games. And so when you're winning, it doesn't matter as much. When you're winning, it's easy to look past it because I do think at the end of the day, it's too early for me to think, hey, this is a concern. You know, I just don't look at it that way. Now, is there a moment in the season in which we all say, okay, now I'm concerned? Of course. You know, one thing I always remember back to, this is a really dated reference, but I'll never forget. It was Bernard Gilkey in 1996 had this amazing season. Had this great, great year. His first year with the Mets. That was the year they lost 90 games, but Lance Johnson had a great year. Bernard Gilkey had a great year. Todd Hundley had a great year. And the following season, Bernard Gilkey was terrible. He got off to an awful start. And Bob Murphy would continue to say, you just know that Bernard Gilkey will figure it out. And eventually, when it was July, I remember getting mad at Bob Murphy saying, no, Bob, he may not figure it out. He may just be bad this season. And what I didn't realize at the time is, he was just done. Like, that was it for Bernard Gilkey. You know, he got his contract and it was over. So there comes a point for all of us, and that's the beauty of being here on the Rico. We'll all kind of trade it, whether it's you, Pete, me, or anyone on the emails or the voicemails. Okay, hey, I'm concerned. And for some of us, that may not come until June. For some of us, it comes a little bit earlier. But I love the fact that the Mets have gotten hot and they've turned this offense around, and arguably the best player on the team has done next to nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.